Welcome to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong alongside Bill Alexander. Bill, how are you doing today?
Jason, I'm doing great. I hope you are. Hope your family's doing good.
Good. We had a fun Halloween. Still plenty of candy left over. I know you love your holidays.
So. Well, I do. In fact, I wanted to mention Halloween because, most folks just had the young people had a fabulous time. I'm unfortunate, though, because I'm in an older neighborhood with 1-acre lots, and so our houses are too far apart, so we get no kids whatsoever in our neighborhood. Why should a kid come to our neighborhood to show off their ghouls and witches and Beetlejuices and all that good stuff when they can go to a neighborhood where the houses are 10 feet apart? They can collect far more candy much faster if they're in the newer neighborhoods where the houses are built fairly close together. So how about your experience with Halloween? How about your kids?
You know, they just love the whole process of getting dressed up and getting candy. It's a blast for them. And yes, thankfully, our neighborhood is a little more condensed than yours. So it makes it pretty easy to get around and to get a good haul.
It is fun to see all the young kids come in as ghouls and goblins and witches. And I think this year was the year for Beetlejuice. There were a lot of Beetlejuices around.
That was a big one.
No question about that. Halloween is it's an interesting holiday because it's an old tradition, and most people would think it's a pure pagan holiday, right? Did you realize that there's a Christian tradition to Halloween as well?
I did not.
Well, there is. I mean, it's you have to understand that Halloween is also part of a Christian tradition to the degree that it's Hallows Eve. Now, do you know what it's the Eve to? Well, the next day, November 1st, is All Saints Day. And so Halloween or Hallows Eve is the night before All Saints Day. And most folks don't think about it, but Hallows Eve, it's like, okay, what does Hallows mean? And it's important. I mean, if you get that, then you understand where it falls within the Christian tradition, because Hallows basically means to honor, to exalt, to praise, to set apart as holy. It's where you're looking towards something that is sacred. And it's the kind of thing where you don't think about it, but Christians use that word all the time. Do you realize that? Well, they do. It's like every time you say the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Well, that's because God's name should be exalted and honored, and it's sacred. And you see where I'm coming from? So so it is interesting when you think of it. And, you know, so many holidays do have not only a pagan tradition, but also an important Christian tradition too, because when you think of All Saints Day on November 1st, You can think of it as the named saints, you know, through the Catholic Church. But you can also think of it as, in a more general way, that all of us are sinners and saints, saints and sinners, if you will. And so most of us at least have a little part of saint in us. And so, you know, that's when you think of it in that tradition, it's fun. So,
well, that you always provide an interesting perspective, Bill, on things that often go overlooked, because, you know, most people just care about their costume and candy and maybe a few decorations outside. That's about it. But that's a cool history lesson.
Well, it is a fun holiday, but it's also important to remember the significance of it as well, in terms of why it can be an important holiday. And of course, the sad news is that a lot of folks, most folks don't prepare for Christmas until after Halloween, because they want to get that Halloween celebration in there first. Some folks, I mean, you know, you go to the store and the Christmas things are already out, and that makes me mad, because my favorite holiday is and has always been Thanksgiving. And I really don't want Thanksgiving to not get its place in terms of the importance in our lives. So, you know, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving.
Well, good. I know that's your favorite holiday, and you get excited, and for all the right reasons too.
Well, because absolutely. Yeah. So, all right. Now, with that, let me also remind folks that I want folks to know, particularly those folks who enjoyed my show being at 11 a.m. on Saturdays, that it's already now at 11 a.m. on Saturdays, but it's not on WPTF anymore. And that's not my fault. I wanted to keep it, but I couldn't. But it is on iHeart Talk Radio, which is 106.1. So for those folks who listened on Saturdays and they can't find the show anymore, I hope that you'll tune in to iHeartRadio on Saturdays at 11. I also have a show on iHeart at 7:30 in the morning. That's a 30-minute show, but my hour show is at 11, just like it used to be. But it's on iHeart 106.1. And so I do hope that my folks will learn of the new station and will tune in.
Well, that's great. Folks have another opportunity to listen to you and get some helpful information when it comes to asset protection. And speaking of which, Bill, you know, we focused a little bit earlier in the month on Medicare open enrollment, because it's that time of year.
Well, I mean, there are several things that we need to think about in terms of this time of year, because it is important. And there's several things, but Medicare, which is important to every senior, we are now in the open enrollment period, which that basically means that seniors can make changes in their health plan. And what I try to make sure folks understand is that it is extremely important for seniors to evaluate their current health plan and compare it with other health plans that are available in your geographic area. It's important to do that every year. And to the degree that seniors need help with it, that's where family members should come in and make sure that they're doing the hard part in terms of comparing plans, because it's true with what's covered. It's true with the drug plans, because what I'm getting at is you may have in your in your current plan, you may have drugs that you take every month or every day. That's covered. But you need to check with your plan, because your plan may not cover that drug anymore next year, starting January 1. And it's also true with other potential things in terms of how they cover what you want. Now, people complain, and I don't blame them, about getting in the mail all sorts of literature from different health plans. Choose us because we're the best. Choose us, you know, that kind of thing. And we just want to throw it all away in the trash, as we should, because frankly, where we need to get the information, and there are two places that are reliable, is on the Medicare.gov website. And you need to make sure that you're on the .gov site, because if you go to one that's not .gov, then guess what? You're going to be on somebody that's trying to sell you something, as opposed to give you good, honest, comparative information on the different plans that are available for you to choose. And the open enrollment period ends December 7th. So people still have another month where they can go online and make these choices and compare the plans that they have now to what is available to them. Now, a lot of folks are choosing Medicare Advantage plans. Most folks are familiar with Part A and Part B. And if they have to have a drug plan, then that's Part D, and Part C are the private insurance plans that take you off of Medicare and substitute the private insurance plan for Medicare. Some of the Part C plans also include your drug plan, and some don't. So you have to, you know, be very careful, because you have to have a drug plan. But if your Part C plan already covers it, then that's good for you. Now, there's also one other website. It's also a government website, but it's a state government website. And that's the North Carolina Department of Insurance website. And if you go on that website, there will be a link to SHIP, S-H-I-I-P, which again gives you very good, objective, comparative information on the plans that are available. And of course, you also have to be careful, because it depends on where you live. Some plans are available everywhere. Other plans are only available in the certain geographic regions. Now, obviously, the folks who live in the Triangle area, then we have all of the plans pretty much available to us because of where we live. As folks who live in more rural areas are limited in terms of what plans are actually available in those areas. But that's, you know, those are things that have to be looked at. So you need to know what drugs you're taking, and particularly if you expect to be on those same drugs next year, when you're comparing sites, because that's something that's really important. And then, of course, if you know that you're looking at certain medical procedures or things that need to be done, then you need to make sure that that's covered the way you need it covered. And some of the plans just have a basic Social Security premium, which this year for most people has been $174 and some cents each month that is taking out of your Social Security check, assuming that's your own Social Security. Those folks who are not on Medicare but not on Social Security yet, they have to pay quarterly payments into Medicare under those circumstances. But not you know, all of that is important for folks to understand. Now, you know, in this area, there are a lot of retired state employees, and for most state employees are covered by the state health plan. And of course, for those folks, at this point, one of the things that is a little bit confusing is the fact that the state health plan open enrollment date is not the same as the Medicare open enrollment date. And it's already passed because October 25th was the last day for the state health plan changes. So if you didn't make a change this year, then next year when open enrollment comes around for the state health plan, you'll know that you need to get in there a little earlier than when you see all of the advertisements for the open enrollment for Medicare. Now, most state employees are on the Humana plan and the couple different Humana plans and some elections there. But the state is the other plan is no longer with Blue Cross Blue Shield. That was a big change for a lot of folks. And now Aetna is taking over those plans that Blue Cross Blue Shield formerly managed. And so that might be important to folks as well. But the default plan is the basic Humana plan, and it's a pretty good plan, fortunately, because state employees don't have a choice among all of these other plans.
Well, you need to make sure that if you are on Medicare, that you make sure that you check things out for open enrollment. Those two websites that Bill gave out, medicare.gov, make sure you're at the .gov site, and be sure to check out the North Carolina Department of Insurance website for their SHIP program, NCSHIP, S-H-I-I-P. Find all that information online. Make sure you're at a credible source when it comes to open enrollment. Don't forget that if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, you can go to wgalaw.com. Find information at wgalaw.com when it comes to scheduling an appointment to speak with someone, or you can find information about their free webinars and seminar happening on Wednesday, November 13th. Learn more about long-term care assistance. Learn more about asset protection and trust planning, as well as legacy planning. WGALaw.com is the place to go. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. Quick break and back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about the WG Alexander and Associates free webinars and seminar that are done the second Wednesday of every month. And that second Wednesday is coming up just around the corner on Wednesday, November 13th. They will be putting on two webinars that you can attend and an in-person seminar. The two webinars are happening in the morning and the afternoon. The morning session covers long-term care assistance. This is helpful information for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. It covers Medicaid, it covers VA benefits, forms of financial assistance available to most middle-class families dealing with long-term nursing care. The afternoon session covers asset protection and trust planning. This is helpful information for those who are looking to, you know, create an estate plan and figuring out what's best for them. And then in the evening, it's an in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh covering legacy planning. All three, both the webinars and the in-person seminar, are free to attend. There's absolutely no cost associated with these. All you have to do is register for free in advance by going to wgalaw.com and clicking on the seminars button, wgalaw.com. Christianfaith.com is the place to go. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. And Bill, we're having a discussion related to things that we need to take care of at the end of the year. We covered Halloween. We covered Medicare open enrollment.
There are a lot of other things, but you know, while we're telling folks to come to my webinars and seminars, and I hope everybody will sign up for that. There's an awful lot of good information, but I also want to remind folks that my radio show is again at 11 o'clock on Saturdays, but it's on 106.1 iHeart Talk Radio. So I want to mention that several times because so many folks have said to me that they were disappointed that my show was moved from 11 o'clock on Saturdays. And so I finally got it back on at 11 o'clock on Saturdays, and I'm very pleased, even though it's on iHeart and it's a good station, FM station, all that good stuff. So what are some of the other end of year? Well, I've mentioned this before, but every time I talk to folks, it's like, oh, I haven't heard of that. And that's the Corporate Transparency Act. For anyone who is a part of a small company, an LLC or a corporation, sub S or regular corp, if it's not a company that reports to the SEC on a quarterly basis, and that's almost all of them, because only the big ones do that, but any small or family-run company is going to fall into the Corporate Transparency Act. And the larger the company, the more complex reporting will be. And so what I have to tell folks is the fact that if you own or at least a 25% owner, or you manage or you make decisions for the company, this all of this has to be reported. It's all online. It's free to report. In other words, there's no cost. And I say that because there's a scam going around right now where people are who have companies are receiving a form in online or otherwise that basically says there's a $119 fee. And you fill out this form and send it in. Well, that's not reporting as required, and it's a scam. I mean, it's just somebody wanting your $119. But it's an online report. And what I would tell folks is remember the name Corporate Transparency Act. Just go online and Google it, and the website will come up. It's a government website through Homeland Security. It's called FinCEN, and you have to report all sorts of personal, private information to the government. And I, quite frankly, I hope they'll declare it unconstitutional. I think it's a horrible breach of privacy, but that's my personal opinion. But the fact is, we've got to report. And if you don't get it done before the end of the year, there's a $500 per day fine for noncompliance. And willful noncompliance, and I'd love to be one of those, but I don't want to be a criminal. It's a criminal act with a $10,000 fine and 2 years imprisonment for willful noncompliance. Now, they're not out looking for you and me. They're out looking. The government's trying to use this information to find folks who are laundering money or trying to push money to terrorist organizations. And that's, to me, this is sort of like other issues we have. All the good people will report, and it's a pain and takes a lot of time and it's a lot of effort and a lot of money involved. And the bad guys won't report. And, you know, so and of course, I worry about the fact that with all this private information that the government is making us report, they can't tell me that their websites or that this information is going to be absolutely secure and the hackers aren't going to be able to get the information, because they will. And of course, the other thing, too, is this information can be shared with anybody that they want to share it with. And that really upsets me as well, is the fact that they're making us report all this information and then they can basically willy-nilly share it with anybody. And it's you know, if Congress needs to get rid of this Corporate Transparency Act, but and you can't tell how I feel about it, can you? but the fact is that we have to deal with it until the courts call it unconstitutional or Congress gets rid of it, then we're stuck with having to report all this stuff to the government, and it's none of their business, quite frankly, but it is what it is. Other end-of-year things. Well, it's always a time to assess how do we save on income taxes, or how do we plan? And quite frankly, this is a year in which all of us need to be thinking in terms of what steps do I need to take to not pay more tax than I have to pay. So for anybody with retirement accounts who have required minimum distributions, if you give any money to your church or synagogue or charities of any kind, then you may want to use all or part of your required distribution for charitable planning through what is called QCDs, Qualified Charitable Donations. Because when you're using your retirement account for your charitable gifting, you get more bang for your buck than even if you itemize, which very few people do, because yes, you can get, if you itemize, you can get a charitable deduction, but if you don't itemize, then you don't get a deduction, but not having to report the income gives you a better tax gain, if you will, than using a deduction after you report the income. So, frankly, qualified charitable donations are our friend if we have required distributions. You have to be at least 70 and a half, but for most people, required distributions come after you turn 73. So once you're 73, you definitely have required distributions, and you can use those distributions for qualified charitable donations. Now, to whether you use QCDs or not, you should make sure that you get your required minimum distributions, because if you don't, you're penalized on not taking your required distributions. Now, also, for what it's worth, this year and next year, we have lower income tax rates. And regardless of all the political rhetoric that you hear about lower taxes, higher taxes, or whatever, it's already written into the law that our income tax rates go back up in 2026. So the lower tax rates that we actually are enjoying right now, and this is particularly true for middle class taxpayers, I'm not going to talk about those others, but the fact is that our tax rates are going back up in 2026. So to the degree that we want to take extra income this year or next year when tax rates are lower, that's a good thing. So for folks who are considering Roth conversions, this year and next year is going to be a better time to do Roth conversions than the year after that. Now, none of us know what Congress will actually do with our tax rates one way or the other. But they're, promises are promises, but whether anything goes through Congress, that's who knows. But Okay, but there are other things to talk about when it comes to what occurs at year's end. So I know we need to take another break, but I want to come back to that.
We will address more topics related to what we need to take care of at the end of the year. And one of those things that you may want to add on your list is attending the free webinars put on by WG Alexander and Associates. And don't forget that in-person seminar is back in the evenings as well. Find all the information at WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. There's two webinars and one seminar to sign up for on Wednesday, November 13th. You can learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits. You can learn more about asset protection and trust planning, as well as legacy planning in the evening in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. All the information's at WGALaw.com. Click on that seminars button and be sure to register in advance so that you can attend for free. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to find information about scheduling some time to speak with an elder law attorney. It's also where you can go to find information about the WG Alexander and Associates free webinars that are done the second Wednesday of every month. And coming up on Wednesday, November 13th, there are two webinars and an in-person seminar happening. The webinars cover the subjects of long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, and the other subject is asset protection and trust planning. The in-person seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh happening on the evening of Wednesday, November 13th, covers legacy planning. Go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page so you can find more information and to register for the webinar or seminar that is best suited for you. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and we're talking about things to keep top of mind as we approach the end of the year.
No question about it. And again, I'll remind folks that enjoyed listening to this show at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings that I'm back at 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings, but I'm on iHeart Talk Radio, which is 106.1 FM. So just to let folks know that I'm back on 11 o'clock on Saturdays. But with that said, more tax planning. For those folks who have really large estates, and you know, now we're talking about in excess of $10 million. If you're in that category, married or unmarried, you should be thinking about some irrevocable trust planning to take advantage of the very high estate, gift, and generation skipping tax exemptions that are in place right now. The exemptions that we have today is actually $13,610,000. Next year, 2025, those exemptions will be $13,990,000, almost $14 million per person in exemptions. That's a lot of money that you can pass to your children, estate tax and generation skipping tax free. Now, in essence, in order to do an irrevocable trust, you use your gift tax exemption to place property into a trust and outside of your estate now. Now, of course, that reduces your estate tax exemption when you use your gift tax exemption. But the fact is, in 2026, it's already written into the law, the estate tax, gift tax, and generation skipping exemptions come back down to right about $7 million. So in essence, what it boils down to is you can utilize, if you have an estate large enough, you can utilize these very, very high exemptions that we enjoy today by creating an irrevocable trust that's designed to get the property out of your estate and so it can be utilized by your family and reduce the taxes. So you're really talking about saving your children millions of dollars in potential estate tax by taking advantage of these high exemptions that we have right now. Now, most of us don't have to worry about that kind of planning, but there are lots of clients that I help who are in that boat. Now, what else? End of year. Well, of course, the one of the wonderful things about the end of the year when we look at Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday season, it's a time when families get together. People come back from across the country and make sure that they're at home with family members, and it's a wonderful time. And the fact is that when we're getting together with our parents and our grandparents, then it's a time to assess the situation, because if we have family members, loved ones who are in their senior years and they're becoming frail, they oftentimes, the fact is that as we get older, we lose brain cells, and it's not necessarily dementia, but we often take lots of medications, and frankly, there are a lot of things that can reduce our ability to think and manage. And if this is happening to a loved one, one of the things that need to be considered is getting your ducks in a row, getting proper legal documents. And as I've always said, seniors need different legal documents. And a lot of folks don't realize the options that folks have that they can utilize to protect themselves, protect their spouse, protect their children, with the right type of legal planning. And of course, it's unfortunate that a lot of folks never do documents. They think, things will never go wrong. And of course, that's crazy. But there are a lot of folks that just never do that for themselves, or they have documents, but they don't have the right documents. And seniors really need to reevaluate. They need to see an elder law attorney. Now, yes, I hope they'll come to see me, because I'm an elder law attorney. I'm an estate planner. I'm a tax planner. But the fact is that their documents need to be reevaluated to see if they will do what they need them to do, if and when they need their trusted agent to come and protect what they have. Because all of us want, we don't want to lose what we've worked so hard for all of our lifetime. We want to preserve it. We want to protect it for our benefit and the benefit of our children and grandchildren. And so having the right documents at the right time is essential. So the fact is that when you go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's something that folks need to talk about. And quite frankly, it's also a time to have difficult conversations with people about what they want. What are the expectations? How do you want us to take care of you? What kind of decisions do you want us to make if we're having to make decisions on your behalf? People don't want to talk about things like that. So sometimes you just have to bring it up. And get into that conversation because it's an important one. You can't just assume that you know what to do. Now, if you've been married to somebody for 50 years, you know what to do. But as I've always told folks, the kids don't know you as well as they think they do and would not necessarily make the decisions that you would want them to make. But if you talk to them about what your expectations are, then that tells them what you want, and that's an important conversation to have.
You're right about that, and this is the great time to do it when folks are gathering for the holidays and for different family festivities. It's a good time to broach these subjects, and also, as you said, Bill, to assess situations. Sometimes for those of us who maybe don't live very close to our loved ones and only get to see them around the end of the year, this is a good time to assess, because you've got a fresh pair of eyes on the situation, and oftentimes that can be very helpful. So that's great advice. And as Bill mentioned before, that if you are interested in scheduling some time to speak with an elder law attorney, you can go to wgalaw.com, schedule some time to speak with someone on the team at WG Alexander & Associates. At WGALaw.com, you can also find information about their free webinars. You can click the seminars button at the top of the page to find out what is happening on Wednesday, November 13th. That's when the next set of webinars and the evening seminar is happening. Learn more about long-term care assistance, Medicaid, VA benefits, helpful information for families dealing with a long-term care crisis. In the afternoon, it's another webinar dedicated to asset protection and trust planning. And in the evening, it's the in-person seminar that Bill is hosting at Independence Village of Old Raleigh. We'd love to see you there. You just have to register in advance. It's free to attend these educational webinars and seminars. I warn you, the seminar, there's no food there. Bill's not going to feed you, but he'll feed you with educational and helpful information. WGALaw.com is the place to go. Click on that seminars button for more information. A short break and back with more. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. More after this. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. WGALaw.com is where you can go to register for the free WG Alexander & Associates webinars and seminar happening the second Wednesday of every month. The next set of webinars and the evening seminars happening on Wednesday, November 13th. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com and click on the seminars button in order to register. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, we're talking about important things when it comes to the end of the year.
Well, no question about it. I mean, we are headed into this time of year where there's still time to do things this year to help not only where we are this year, but next year and the year after that and the year after that. It's true whether we're talking about income tax planning, estate tax planning, family planning when it comes to the needs. And quite frankly, we need to be thinking. We don't want to be assessing where we are and how we're going to make improvements on December 31st in terms of our New Year's resolutions. I mean, now is the time that we need to start thinking, how can we do things to make our lives better next year and the years following? And now's the time to do it. And it just happens that it's at a time when hopefully families will be getting together and we can talk about these issues, we can talk about needs, and then we can do something about it. That's the main thing.
Again, great advice. And if there's anything on the planning end where you need an elder law attorney, be sure to go to WGALaw.com and schedule some time to speak with the team at WG Alexander and Associates. A quick break and back with more. This is Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Don't forget that you can go to WGALaw.com and register for their free webinars happening on Wednesday, November 13th. This is for WG Alexander and Associates. They've got two webinars and an evening seminar happening that day covering the subjects of long-term care assistance, as well as asset protection and trust planning, and the in-person evening seminar at Independence Village of Old Raleigh covers legacy planning. Be sure to go to WGALaw.com. Click on the seminars button at the top of the page. There you can register for free to attend either of the free webinars or the free in-person seminar. Plenty of information there. We do hope you check it out. That's going to do it for us today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Have a wonderful day.